Mr. Cook on 2191.
President, you already out spending all that money you fat cats make up there. They tell me you're down to Sac Fifth Avenue.
Well, I had a youngster in town for the Thanksgiving holidays, and I had to take him down to keep him from being naked.
How old is he?
Well, he's about 16 now.
Well, I got a 16-year-old girl, and she's very unhappy about the Secret Service accompanying her on all of her dates.
Oh, I'll bet she will be. Yeah, they certainly don't like to be circumscribed.
You better tell Nick to come down and see us.
Well, I certainly will.
I want to see you sometime next few days, whenever you're free.
All right.
When is Nick going back?
He's going back, I think.
Tomorrow?
Monday.
Monday
morning sometime. But I'll be glad to come down any time that will fit into your schedule.
I appreciate your memo very much and thought it was excellent, and I just want to philosophize with you a little bit.
I'd be delighted to come down.
Well, if you do, you just check your schedule, and I don't want to mess up any of your business, but you try to figure out if you can come down Monday afternoon. I think it'd be good. Maybe you can have dinner with us.
Monday afternoon.
Well, but if you'd rather come Tuesday, just call Bill Moyer in my office and tell him when you're coming, what plane you're arriving on, and I'll have a car meet you.
All right. Why don't I call him Monday morning?
That's right. Tell him just what day suits you best, because it's not anything except I'm just lonesome for you.
Yeah, well, I'll do that. May I say something?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you've been a magnificent president. I want to say that, and everybody else up here I talk to says the same thing.
Well, I hope
it was a remarkable performance.
I want to be, and that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to get some more ideas. I want you to start looking for some good people for me, because that's the great problem. But we need some top-flight people. For instance, we got nobody to run the war in Vietnam for us. We need the ablest man that we've got, the toughest chief of mission you can have. Lodge is just about as much of an administrator as he is a utility magnate.
Yeah, he never had to do it, did he?
He never had to do it, doesn't know one damn thing about it, just leaks to the press and keeps everybody fighting each other. We need an able, tough guy to go there as chief of mission. Now, that's not anything to be desired by anybody, but I don't imagine those 8,000-10,000 boys out there desire it either.
Yeah, that's right.
But we've got to either get in or get out or get off.
Yeah.
And we need a damn tough cookie. And somebody can say, now, this is it. And it's got enough judgment to realize he can't make America, Vietnam, into an America overnight.
Sure.
Because to do it, another damn government will fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are just some of the illustrations. We need the ablest man you could get to operate Latin America. They're just coming in here and bumping them off one at a time. Yeah, we got Colonel Chenault down there, American National, held as a hostage, and we can't get him out, don't know what to do about it, and so forth. Andrew Jackson has been in a war, or he'd had Chenault. But that's what we got there. And we got an Alliance for Progress, but it's been run by an alliance of misfits.
Yeah.
We got the Foreign Aid Bill about the same way, and nobody has any confidence in it. I don't know.
I think that's true. I
don't know.
The one thing that I've, over a period of time, heard the most criticism about has been the foreign aid program, frankly. There's just constant criticism of it. I don't know that people who talk know what they're talking about, but the fact that they do talk is the important thing, not whether they're right or not, because they either have to be educated to understanding that what is being done is right, or something needs to happen. But there's a lot of criticism of the foreign aid program, Mr. President, without any question.
How's our market doing?
Well, it certainly showed a lot of confidence, and I believe that we're going to be looking forward to really a very good 64 and 65. I think that there's real possibility of coming into a period of pretty good feeling in the country generally, and I think with very little help, the economy can produce a great gross national product greater than we've ever seen in the whole history of the Republic. There never was a time when I have felt so confident about what can take place. I have been a little troubled about the Federal Reserve Board and what it's doing. Up to now, I think it's done really an exceptionally good job. But they progressively whittled down the free reserves in the banking system until it's quite marginal now. It's hovering around about $100 million a week. And if Bill Martin ever pushes this thing from net free reserves to a net deficit in the banking system, I think it's just going to change the picture and change it very considerably. It's the one thing on the horizon that I think is a real uncertainty. And one that could have some very bad results.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do we do about it?
Well, I think he's part of the government, and if he doesn't understand it, I think he ought to be made to see it. I just can't conceive of a Federal Reserve Board with the power that it has and the influence that it has on the economy generally just operating by itself. I think that Treasury, the Federal Reserve Board, and the Office of the President just need to be very closely coordinated. And the Treasury and the Federal Reserve have got to be, I think, close parties to the implementation of the President's program, whatever that program turns out to be. Do you have one more minute?
Yeah.
Let me mention one thing to you that I ran into yesterday. I was at a meeting with a few people, and when it was, they were all utility people. When it was finished, there was a fellow by the name of Bernard, who is the head of the trade association. It's called the Edison Electric Institute. Every year, they have a meeting in Chicago about this time of the year, and they get the presidents of all utility companies from all over the United States to come into a meeting. They're discussing the various kinds of problems. So on. He told me that one of the things that they intended to do this year, and I just listened to him, was to get a hold of two or three people who allegedly knew something about your previous policies and perhaps your likely turn of mind, to have them say something about what might be expected generally, not in the utility field, but just generally from the administration. One of the fellows, I asked who they were considering. I knew he was after me. He said Lon Hill, and of course I know him to be an old and good friend. I don't know whether he's been talked to, but if he hasn't been, this particular group, you know, covers the whole United States. If there's anything that should be said to them, I think that one of your people might talk to him and get to him before somebody else does.
Right.
Another name that was mentioned. Oh my gosh.
Ed Clark.
Ed Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He mentioned him also, and of course I know him too. He asked me whether I'd be willing to do anything, and I told him I had very serious doubts about anybody so soon endeavoring to talk to a group like this in any authoritative way, that nobody could ever speak for the president to begin with, and it may be that it would be unseemly to participate in this kind of a thing. But I thought I should tell you that this is being planned, that my tentative feeling was that it would be better just to keep out of it altogether, but that two other people will be asked, and if you wanted to affect it one way or another, that is whether they did participate or not and what they had to say, the time is now, because this is very close.
All right. You be thinking about what you think I ought to say to them, message that they ought to bring back to them.
Yeah.
What
right.
would be prudent and same time progressive.
Yes. I understand.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon.
Yeah, if that's agreeable. If it's not, you call, make it Tuesday if you want to, anytime.
All right.
All right.
Waiting.